Hey everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2070. So when do you recognize that your approach is wrong? Like how far, how long is it before you recognize that what you're doing is just wrong? Yes, hello Mr. Crow, I'm out having a walk. Had first day of beanie weather today. It's quite cold today. We've gone from hot about a week and a half ago to now it's really cold. So I'm out with the beanie. I've had a busy morning and now getting into this. So my inspiration for today comes from a guy on my street that's doing some excavating. I know I spoke about this already. It's day six now on what he's doing, and he's been pulling out the front garden, pulling out some dirt and stuff, and he's obviously going to redo it. And it's day six that he's had. I'm assuming like the hire of an excavator is either up to his second or third skip bin. And you think about the cost that it's involved. 6 days of hire of an excavator plus two skip bins, and he's at day six. To me, it completely doesn't make sense. I can't believe that he's only gone as far as he's had. And it looks like a mess. Like, it is not a good job. He doesn't know how to use the excavator properly. The, like, digging stuff out, it's not smooth. It's, like, all jagged and everything. It's taking way too long. It's costing him way too much money. And I just think, at what point do you recognize that what you're doing is wrong? It's just, like, it's a poor approach. So, having spoken to one of my clients, it just came up in a Zoom call I was doing with him just earlier in the week, because I could hear the excavator going. I said, hey, you're not going to believe this guy. I think at the time I was talking to him, it was like day four or day five. And day four. And he said, yeah. He said, like, if I had have done that, he said, 2 hours, the whole thing would have been ripped out, the soil taken away, and it would be done in 2 hours. And now he's at day six. It's costing him way more than if he had had someone come in to do it that you knew how to use the machinery, was an expert in using it. You do it a lot quicker, get it in, out, and done. Now he's still going. It's day six. He's still going. I don't know what he's doing in there. It looks like a mess, and he's still got to probably get another skip in yet to remove the stuff. And then he's removed too much soil, so now he's got to get a whole bunch of extra soil in, and that's going to add up, not to forget whatever landscape he's going to put in the front as well. And I think, how many times do we go through these exercises in life where we think it's a good idea, we become passionate about the idea, but we should recognize early on that this is just not a good approach. When I do networking with people, but last time I was up in Sydney, I was having lunch with two people, and one of the ladies that was with me, she's been with my business coach for a while, and the other one not as long, and she was talking about the business ideas that she's got, and she was so passionate about these ideas. And I said to her, because I've been hanging out with my coach for so long now, I said, that's never going to make you any money. I was like, what, the idea that she wanted to do? I said, that's never going to make you any money. I said, who's going to pay you to do that? I said, I get that you might be excited about it, but nobody's going to pay you to do that. And then she said, well, that's just one of my ideas. And I said, well, what are the other ones? And she told me about another one. I said, but that's not going to work for you either. I said, are you making any money from that? So she's holding this out as, this is going to make me money. And set her up for the rest of her life, kind of thing. This is a lady that's in her probably 50s. And I said, well, how long have you been doing it? And she said, 14 years. I said, you haven't made any money from it yet, though, have you? And she said, no. I said, so what makes you now think that by doing this, other people are going to want to do it and pay you for it and stuff? I said, it's not going to work. And she had, I think, another idea as well. And they were all just bad ideas. Now, without me saying anything, or she getting the coaching advice, then people just vigorously keep following bad ideas. It's quite quite astounding. But it's just the the reality of human nature. People become emotionally attached to ideas that are bad. It's like, how far are you going to do that before you realise? I used to have a client. She lived a little bit further away, and then she moved further away, so I stopped being a client. And she had this idea, which was to invest all her super in buying this shop and setting up this particular business in the middle of nowhere, where there was hardly any people doing this business, which was like a hive, a high end type of deli. And it was like, but you've got such a small population there. Like, the whole area might only have a population of 1,000 people or something like that. And this is high end stuff. And there's a supermarket just down the road that has a deli. Like, why are people going to come to you? So it just doesn't make any sense. And so I wanted to support, and so I went along, and you know, it was nicely decorated and stuff. They had so much stock, and not one customer. I was in there for like an hour with them, and not one during a lunchtime, and not one customer came in. And so I remember at the time I said, really, why would you do that business? What makes you think that that is going to be a profitable business? And anyway, they did it because that's what they were passionate about. And guess what? Lost all the money. Business closed down. I only survived for like 6 months or so, and lost all of it. It's like, well, so many people do that in business, where they essentially, they're buying themselves a job and they get excited about the idea, but they're not thinking practically and not having the coaching to say that that's just a bad idea. No one's going to make money for that. No one is going to buy that product for you. I hear a lot of people say that they want to become speakers and earn money from being a speaker talking about men's mental health. So is that a real issue? Yes, it is. Does anyone want to pay for it? No. Do people want to hear about it? Maybe. But do people want to pay for it? No. How are you going to monetize that? So, well, I want to become a speaker. Okay, you become a keynote speaker, and someone like me, for instance, maybe you could get $10,000. But you're only going to get these big engagements if you've got something to sell, which is why my coach, he's the number one wealth coach in the world, because he sells more than anyone else in the world from the stage. And why do the promoters want that? Because that pays for other guests and stuff, because whatever they sell from the stage, you have to pay 50% to the promoter and so forth. So go back to the scenario I said, where you become a keynote speaker, okay, or you become a speaker where you've got to sell from the stage. You've got nothing to sell, because no one's going to buy that. So therefore, it's not a business model that you can keep implementing and implementing and implementing. You might get the occasional, like a keynote speaker is where somebody pays you to go along, not to sell and just to speak. But you've got to be quite experienced, quite famous at doing that. And again, do people really want to hear about these sad topics all the time? No, people don't want the sad story. Right, people aren't really interested in hearing about your sad story. That's just the reality of it. And yet so many people are making good money maybe in their business or a job that they're doing, and say, oh, I want to stop that and I want to move over to this. Okay, so you're going from moving from $300,000 a year in profit to now doing something where you're not going to make any money. But they just feel that it will be a success because they're passionate about it. And it doesn't work, and that's why you need to have somebody that can tell you without any of the frills that, oh yeah, that's amazing, that would be an amazing idea, good luck. Then they don't make any money. Like, the right coach can say, well, that never makes any money. Next idea is that one's not going to work for you. And unfortunately, in where I spend most of my time, health, wellness, fitness, most businesses that do that do not survive very long, because they get into it because they're excited about helping people and so forth, but they don't have the right skills to run a business and to have that right type of work ethic to just go at it every day, day after day after day after day, because it's unrelenting. And you can work split shifts and do all that kind of stuff, and it just wears people out. And so they end up not being able to do it on a full-time basis because they can't get enough clients, they can't make enough profit from it. They work out of gyms, they get to the stage where they find that they need to get another job, so they go off and get another job as well, and then at some point they get a promotion in that job and realise, well, I might as well just do this rather than that. And they realise that, yeah, actually, they should never have even started a business. They should have just gone and worked for someone else, because business is really hard. And a lot of people want to go into business because they can't work for people. And they end up just buying themselves a job and buying themselves a job in an area where they don't make money. So it's hard. And then they get stuck with that way of life and just get stuck in that place of repeating a losing cycle. It's not good. So that's my lesson for today from the guy down the end of the street that's doing a really bad job excavating and shouldn't have given up, shouldn't have even started, because he had not done the calculations, and now it's costing him way more, taking way too much more time. But he's going to persevere and I guess get it done by day 7. I don't know. But honestly, with the amount of weight that he's put into this skip bin, I don't know how they're going to get it onto the truck, because it's got so much stuff in it, but not so much soil. Anyway, that is my thought for the day. I'm going to keep on walking and get this sunshine and go back and smash the rest of the day. See you tomorrow.